It's all connected.
Hey, you know, I heard that it's all connected, which means that means everything's connected. Anyway, welcome.
Except those fuckers over there.
Yeah, them bastards.
Shit.
We don't
They're
care.
Too?
We don't care about them. Anyway, so welcome, folks, to the It's All Connected program here on this Monday, December 7, 2020. We come on this at this time every week right here on these Mondays and try to tell you how stuff's all connected. Of course, you know, most of you already know that, but yeah, what the hell. We have a little fun talking to you about it, and if you have fun listening, then cool, then we're good to go. Anyway, it's me, Grimnir, and my lovely co-host,
Cirque, who is going to be reconnected with my inner idiot today, right?
Inner idiot, that's right. Today's program, this episode 21 of the It's All Connected program, is called Idiocy Reigns Supreme.
Oh.
Hey, Vinny, how you doing?
Good title.
What's up?
Hey, Vinny.
Anyway, yeah, hi and howdy to all the folks here in the chat. By the way, if you're not over here in the chat, come on over, jump on in right here on reallibertymedia.com or rlmradio.xyz. And you can be part of the program. And even if you're listening to this later on a podcast somewhere down the line, you know, the chat's always going live here. So you can come over and jump into the chat at any time you feel a desire to do so. And somebody.
And you don't even have to be an idiot to hang out here.
No, but it does help.
Yeah. And if you aren't, you probably will become one. But
Well,
somebody else, at least.
We may increase the level of idiotude. Idiotude. How do you spell that? How do you say that?
Anyway, idiotude.
I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know. I like
idiocracy.
I like
your idiocracy shall increase. As we have a idiocracy that we live under here in the U.S. of A., the government, they think it's a democracy or a republic or whatever, but it's an idiocracy.
You can throw in the rest of the so-called free Western modern world in that, right?
Sure.
It's not just the U.S. living under idiocracy.
No. It's certainly not just the U.S., but definitely the U.S.
Yeah, the freer you are, I would say.
The idiocracy here is at astounding levels. Mm-hmm. And all you got to do is look around out there in the world. If you ever wander out there in public, which I try to avoid, but occasionally I have to do. And I see the people out there, I realize, yes, it's definitely an idiocracy going on. Flash says it's a shittyocracy, which is applicable too. However, it couldn't have gotten to be such a shittyocracy if it wasn't an idiocracy to begin with. And that has to do with the people more than the people you believe are in charge or that tell you they're in charge, whether you believe it or not.
yes. But I did find a definition, or I found the etymology of idiot today, and I kind of liked it.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, it's this long one, right? So I'll read the whole thing. I'll try, but there is a part of it I like. No, I'll just skip to the part I like. Fuck the rest. I'm gonna cherry pick, right?
All right.
But they have from the Greek idiots, which is a layman person lacking professional skills, a private person as opposed to one taking part in public affairs.
I don't know that I agree with that.
I
don't know if I agree with that. But there's plenty of people that are taking part in public affairs that are total idiots.
Well, maybe they aren't then. Maybe they want to be idiots.
No, they're idiots.
Maybe they not even, you know.
Yeah, no, they're
they can't even
idiots.
Lack skill enough to be a proper idiot.
They're definitely idiots.
Okay,
anyway, I have to ask you a question, a personal question here.
Okay.
Okay.
No.
Normally the topic ideas you pick are more lighthearted, loving, things along those lines. And today you went with idiots. So I have to ask you, what's going on in your life that brought this concept up to you today?
I don't know if it's okay. Yeah, I'll go there. But I think it's because when I notice the world calling each other idiots, I tend to start looking at the ways I am an idiot myself.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
So I figured I was, you know, we could embrace our inner idiot, because I know I'm an idiot to some people.
And everybody is an idiot to somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. If we're all somebody's idiots, right?
Yeah. No question about that.
If you interact with other people, chances are some of them is going to sit there and facepalm at you and go, fuck, what an idiot.
Right. And it doesn't matter how correct and factual you're being. Somebody's going to disagree with it and call you an idiot for believing in that type of thing.
Yeah, and I think I'm just I think I'm a very self-centered person, in a sense that to me it's more interesting how I'm an idiot to somebody than how other people are idiots.
Okay. And any particular thing that brought about your thoughts of you being an idiot on this particular day?
It's probably just a reflection of what I see, but for the past couple of days on RLM, I noticed a lot of these are idiots and those people are idiots and all the idiots and these are all idiots and how we're ruled by idiots and all this focus on other people's idiocies.
Okay.
And it's a very, to me, but to me, that's a very limiting way of seeing the world. Always focused on other people's idiocies.
Right. But it's it's so prevalent.
That wasn't the answer you expected, was it?
Not really. But the idiocy out there is so prevalent that it's hard not to at least acknowledge it from time to time, whether or not you're actually focusing on it.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, now you.
I know.
Let me ask you this question, because just something I want to know. You, the job you do, the place you work for.
Yeah.
It's a government institution, is it not?
No.
No,
it's a self-owned institution, so it's not really owned by anybody. It's owned by NGOs.
Okay, so they're not doing work for the government? You're not like a subcontractor
I work in life and retirement savings. So disability pensions, life and retirement savings, life insurance.
Okay. All right. So I was wrong.
It's a private company, but it's not owned. So there are no owners. It's like a union based.
All right.
So there are no real owners, and all the surplus of the company goes back to the people who have their money saved up there.
Okay. All right. I was just wondering. I was wrong. I thought it was like a government entity, and so I was wondering how your anarchical tendencies worked in with being part of a government institution such as that. But I was wrong. So.
The Danish retirement model, right, consists of three parts. There's the Social Security, which is, you know, the state-financed Social Security for retirement, right?
Okay.
And then you got the employment market private in savings, which is the branch I work in, which is usually negotiated by unions that negotiate a part of your savings in private savings as part of your wager.
It's a bet? You're taking a bet?
Well, no, it's part of my employment contract is that on top of my salary, my company pays 20% of my salary to a retirement saving, which is privately held in my name.
Okay.
But I do that with full tax deduction, right? But it's my own savings, so it's not like I pay taxes and they give me money. It's my own savings.
All right. So you can place your whatever that pre-retirement stuff is into various funds, right? I mean, it doesn't.
Yeah.
You're in control of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could do complete. I invest myself if I wanted to go on the markets with them. I don't give a fuck enough about that, so I let the company invest them.
All right. That's easier. I don't know if it works out better, you know, as far as returns go and all that, but.
I'm pretty sure it works. That says nothing about their abilities. It only says something about mine, right?
Yeah. Okay, cool.
I'm sorry, I'm not governmental.
Well, no, I mean, I'm glad you're not. It just would have made it easier for the idiot discussion.
oh, yeah, because I could be the government idiot.
The anarchist working for the government.
No, actually, the Danish has this kind of model because we know that politicians are idiots who will spend every dime on things that they need for people to vote for them, which is why we said that a large part of their retirement savings, which is some of the most important part of a stable society, is not within the hands of the politicians. It's privately funded.
Yeah.
So they can't get their hands on it.
Okay, so let's go to topic number one, topic idea number
idiot.
One.
Yes. We can just sit and find all the people we agree on are idiots.
Well, maybe, but let's just, okay, topic idea number one, the idiots. Okay. Who are they?
Yeah, who are they?
Wow, there's so many. I don't know if we can, you got your Twitter idiots, of course. Apparently,
there are Twitter idiots?
Oh, 99%. And then you got the people on the Facebook. I'm sure they're idiots, although I don't go there and read that kind of stuff.
I love the let's boycott Twitter while I'm Twittering this.
Right.
Or
no,
the Facebook idiot that wants to boycott Facebook by doing a Facebook post about boycotting.
Well, the ones that I see most is people posting up on YouTube about YouTube censorship.
fuck Coke. Cheers. Have a Coke. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Those ones are great, of course.
Yeah.
But then you got, you know, all the voting idiots, and of course the voting idiots.
Wouldn't Joe go in the category of the Twitter idiots?
Well,
who feel they got to do something, so I'm going to do nothing but Twitter this or vote this or.
Well, if you were to create a Venn diagram, the overlaps would be so huge. You wouldn't, you know, there'd be very few people that did not fall somewhere within the idiot paradigm. including myself, of course. I go on here, this show or Freakers or whatever, and I say whatever I think, and some of that stuff. To many people is idiocy.
Probably.
And I look at what their responses and I think, who's this idiot responding to me thinking I'm an idiot? So.
Yeah, because that's an interesting thought, right? That's the thought I started out with is to whom am I an idiot?
Yeah.
And how can I rub that even more? if you think I'm annoying now, wait till I get started.
See, the thing is, and I don't know how it works over there in Denmark, but you're a blonde, right?
No, I'm a brunette.
Oh, I thought you were blonde.
I'm a natural brunette.
Why
I was born blonde, but about the time I was like 20-something, it turned all brown.
Oh, it doesn't apply. I was going to say, okay, well, you're here. You would just be a dumb blonde. Oh, that's a dumb blonde.
A dumb blonde.
She's an idiot. She's a dumb blonde.
Yeah. What does she know?
But you're brunette. But when your hair turns brown from the blonde.
People hold you accountable, right?
That means you're getting smarter.
apparently
by the dumb.
But I'm turning gray, though. Does that mean I'm getting wiser?
No, it means you're getting older.
Fuck off.
Well, older and wiser do not walk hand in hand.
Oh.
Although that is a common misconception. Because, look at...
There are old guy idiots, too.
Yes, there are plenty of them. Look at... You got your Biden, you got your Trump, your Bernie Sanders, your... all of these politicians that are freaking idiots, that are old people. Old humanoids. So, they're all idiots.
But I tell you that in Denmark, all the idiots in politics are young female. And they're just as much of idiots.
I'm sure they are. I mean, we have them. I mean, look at AOC. She's the biggest freaking idiot I've seen in a long time. And she's a young female. So.
Yeah.
And
young
Hispanic to boot. You can't put any.
No,
kind
idiocy
of,
does not discriminate, right?
Yeah, it doesn't care about your age, your gender, your race, your religion. Any of those don't matter because there's idiots in all groups.
Yeah.
And, realistically, everybody, like we said earlier, is an idiot at some time or several times or. Most of the time. Or...
Some people just die a lot.
Or, there's very few that are all the time, but there are those that are all the time.
Yeah.
So who are the idiots? Well, everybody, right? Everybody.
But especially the ones who don't look like me, though, right? Or act like me or speak like me. Those are the real idiots, Grimnir.
Right.
Yeah. You should hear some of the people who disagree with me. I'm just telling you.
I know. Well,
idiots.
I get it too.
Yeah. So, but you wouldn't classify yourself as a classical idiot, right?
Oh, well, I would be more of a classical idiot than a progressive idiot.
I don't know, Meisterbrow and Frumpy, I think, both shared the same idiot lady today.
Well, who was that?
Some lady who was screaming and yelling from a car about something.
Oh, okay. Well, that was
screaming.
She was probably a progressive idiot.
Probably a progressive idiot. I remember the guy last year who was pounding his own chest like a monkey over Trump on a beach somewhere in America.
I think I recall something like that. Some guy with big stupid hat on, and he had a one of those mullet haircuts.
Yeah, because he kind of said the idiot meter, standard for me.
And he was dressed up in like American flag costume.
Yeah, banging his chest.
We're the best. Yeah.
So he said, like, every time I think idiot, I see him, right?
Yeah.
And I go, okay, are you more of a less of an idiot than that guy? Where are you on my idiot meter?
Yeah, well, and I think that can change in an instant. I was going to say in a flash, but I didn't want to interrupt.
No. Flash is not an idiot.
No, I know he's not, but that's it. So anyway. But, so
he likes to behave as one sometimes, but he isn't.
Could I be an idiot and not even know it? Well, I think that's one of the aspects of being an idiot is you don't realize you're an idiot, right?
Though sometimes I know it while I'm doing it.
Yeah. Well, for me, it's usually I have to look back afterwards and say,
oh, then you go,
oh man, that was stupid. Well, I'm a freaking idiot. And I have
done. Would you say that everybody who believes they're not idiots are constantly being idiots without realizing it?
Well, I don't know about constantly, but occasionally at the minimum. To be constantly an idiot, boy, that's going to be a rough life.
That takes effort, though, right?
Just upbringing through the public school system. Because the public school system will turn anybody into an idiot. And, you know, you just got to look at what they're turning out of there and at this point in time. And look at that Common Core stuff. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, just how to do math in a...
Well, it wasn't just
algorithmic
math, though.
Kind of way.
I
kind of figured you would be up for that because it turned math into algorithms, right?
To terrible algorithms.
What idiots?
In the math section of that, it didn't matter if you had the right answer. And in fact, if you had the right answer, the actual accurate answer, then your answer was oftentimes wrong. Because you didn't follow their methodology. It doesn't matter. Well, it's like, this is not math. I don't know what you're teaching people here, but in order to reach an answer that could be understood using the methodology you propose, that's idiocy. if you're trying to find out the answer to a mathematical equation, you don't do it through feelings. and rounding and guesswork and no, I mean, math is very straightforward. There's no subjective part of math. Well, until you get into physics, but that's something different.
I would say that if you get into the subjective part of math, right, you're probably way past what the Common Core was going to teach you, though.
Oh yes, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
If you're into, you know, theory and such like things like that, you're,
yeah. But it's true. It took the concrete out of math and turned it into an abstraction, right?
Which was probably good
for the kids who have a natural abstract way of thinking, but not very good for the people who usually like math because they like a concrete way of thinking, right?
Yeah. Logic, basic logic.
I would be one of those idiots who would say, well, my abstract thinking is kind of logical too, but
I was close. That's good enough.
it's
really not.
I'm an artist. I don't give a fuck if I get to the right result. I'm an artist.
And
getting there.
In doing art, there are no defined rules.
No, which is why you don't want me to program your computer system.
I don't. No, I don't.
You don't. You don't want artistic people doing that.
No. I mean, they could do stuff for, you know, they could do the artwork of whatever it is.
Let them pick a color for the options buttons, but don't let them program the...
Yeah,
I
am an aesthetic idiot. I can't tell what looks good to other people.
Can I be honest now?
Yeah, go ahead.
And say I have noticed that. Yes, and you like blue. I have noticed that.
I like blue. Yeah, I do like blue.
I know you like blue.
Yeah, blue kind of like the teal aqua kind of color.
Those
I don't know why, but I like those colors. But as far as somebody asking me to make their place look pretty, you know, sorry. I can't. I am an aesthetic idiot.
Yeah, well, you would just, wouldn't you just program a random color picker and give them like that? Here.
Yeah, you pick your own freaking colors. And shape your shapes and the layout. Anything that has to do with the way something looks that make it appealing to, you know, the general folk out there. Don't ask me. I can't help you.
No, I can be really affected by it, though. There are meeting rooms in you know, at my job.
Yeah.
Where I won't do meetings because the art just depresses the fuck out of me.
Okay.
There are rooms in there where the art just completely crashes with me, and I can't just not look at it. So I have rooms I avoid.
Oh, that's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
You come in and you cannot not focus on some ugly painting where you just go, ay, vey.
Right. So, but you, on the other hand, you know what people like to look at.
Well, there are always going to be idiots who doesn't understand what good stuff is, right? I'm not sure I know what all people. There are also going to be idiots.
Yeah.
But I would say that there are seem to be certain patterns and stuff that we humans find appealing to look at, right?
Yeah. Well, tell me.
And ways that colors play with each other.
But tell me this.
But there's always going to be an idiot who doesn't agree.
Did you ever read The Fountainhead?
No.
It's an Ayn Rand book?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, doesn't really...
Should I?
Well, yeah, probably, yeah, you should. It's a great book. But
I always get homework when we do radio.
Well, but you never do it. So what's, but there was the guy, the main guy, he was an architect, or he's starting architect, basically. And the stuff that he designed was extremely functional. But had no aesthetic value. He would, you know, he said they wanted a building for whatever purpose, and he would make this box looking thing, like, but it worked perfectly to get the job done. But people looked at it and was like, what, that's ugly. Yeah, but it works.
Don't you like looking at appealing things, Grimmie?
Women.
That's, yeah, come on, you like a nice looking guitar too.
Oh, sure. No, I do. I like nice looking things, of course. But I can't design them. I can't.
No.
I am
not a knick-knack.
I would love to be artistic, but yeah.
I don't know. I think the perfect, when you hit the perfect balance between, you know, looks and function, because they're not, you know, opposites.
Necessarily, but sometimes they are.
Yeah, but I kind of like the aesthetics of something simple and functional.
Okay, good. So, simple and functional.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's always going to be an idiot who's going to fuck it up.
Yeah, they don't.
They did that.
They don't know. They don't have the boundaries that a non-idiot has.
No.
So they go in.
Which are your favorite idiots, Grimnir?
My favorite idiots.
Yeah.
I don't know. favorite idiots. Boy, that's a tough one.
Mm.
You know, I'm not really a fan of idiots in general. Yeah.
Well,
no.
Okay. Well, we can take some big groups then, and we can see who are we gonna insult now, right?
Are you familiar with the term sapiosexual?
No.
Well, all it means is you are attracted to intelligence.
Ah.
It doesn't matter so much what the person looks like. But if they're smart, if you're smart, that's a turn on. If they're smart, that's a turn on.
You think there is an opposite of that?
Sure. Yeah,
so you have
plenty of people out there looking for the dummies to hook up with.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Ain't no question about that.
I don't know. I married, a very wise and clever man.
You did. But if there weren't people out there looking for idiots to hook up with, there wouldn't be so many idiots in the world. And there is an overabundance of idiots. So I'm going to say that most people are just there for what the person looks like, and they don't care if they got a brain in their head or not.
Really? I don't understand that, though.
Well, look around, though, at the people. I mean.
Yeah.
Could we have this proportion of idiots if that was not the case?
Well, maybe they don't see each other as idiots.
Okay, so two idiots hooking up together, then. All right.
They're not, they mirror each other and they go, wow, look at you. You're like me.
You're so smart.
We're awesome. Not like the idiots over there. Right?
Yeah, just go down to your local NASA.
You think there are people who sit around and go, wow, look at us. We're just a pair of idiots, aren't we? Oh, yeah. I'm a bigger idiot than you. Yeah. That's why I like you. Hey, buddy.
Well, I think, once the realization comes into you that you are an idiot and, probably like a full-time idiot, then maybe you're learning something and becoming less of an idiot.
Or as you said earlier, when you realize it, you've actually outgrown that idiocy already. Because otherwise you wouldn't realize it.
Right. I think, likely wouldn't realize it.
No, I know. You've been affected by the anti. We are now no longer ever, never speaking in absolutes.
Never say never.
I did it wrong again. I am an idiot.
Oh no.
I don't know. I think my favorite idiots are the religious people.
Okay. And
I think
so,
they're probably my favorite idiots.
So you think all religious people are idiots?
Of course.
And you think all
if they're monotheistic, focused about some one god, who should apparently be everything and good and kind. Yeah, I think you're an idiot then.
Okay.
You might be a lovely idiot and a non-idiot in other ways and forms. But yeah, I would say that's idiocy.
Okay.
That's to me it's up there with state idiocy.
Okay.
If you're voting.
Right, you're voting. And you realize that the system is totally rigged and your vote means nothing and you still go out there and do it. That's not...
How's that different from praying? I don't get that. It's the same idiocy.
Okay. But for some folks it works, right?
So does voting.
Well, it's true.
Yeah, I think it's about killing as many people voting and praying. If you look at the world, man.
Yeah, I never did a comparison of the numbers of how many have been killed over religious disputes versus political disputes.
Mm. I don't know if you can even tell them apart. You know, same.
There's a lot of crossover there. Certainly, there's certainly a lot of crossover, and I think a lot of the political crap started because of religious crap. I think it just kind of got, those that were in charge said, well, we don't really need the religious aspect here in order to make people follow us. And in fact, some of the earlier politician types declared themselves to be gods.
Didn't Trump almost do that, man?
Well, he probably has in some form or another.
I think he's one PR agent away from declaring himself Jesus, right?
Or something, yeah, yeah, some.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if he would be a Jesus.
I don't know, and Biden is going to unite the American people?
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
Yeah,
that's
not going to happen.
That scares me.
Yeah, the unite them under the flag of progressive socialist ideals.
Well, that's because just like, you know, the way that a religious figure unites his people is opposed to whatever sin there is, right? So just like that, the same way, the only way a president can unite its people and the only way presidents and politicians do unite people is against a common enemy.
Yeah, you know one guy who, a religious guy, who did unite his people?
Who?
Jim Jones.
Against the rest of the world, man.
Well, he united them all in death.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, drink the Kool-Aid. That's where that came from. Yeah, drink the freaking Kool-Aid. We're going to unite.
Yeah. That's what they always unite against something, right?
But then I saw some clips of the Trump rally in Georgia yesterday.
Yeah.
And there's these people, I don't know, many, many thousands of people there. And Trump is rallying for, you know, the corrupt election and to get these two idiots down there elected. And the people, all these thousands of people start chanting to Trump, "We love you. We love you."
How insane.
And it's, do you know this guy? Do you really know this guy? I would imagine if, you know, him up there and them chanting that, if he would have given them some kind of crazy order to do something just nuts, they would have done it. Some of them, at least. I don't know if all of them would have done it. Some were probably just chanting to be with the group, but some were probably, you know, chanting because they actually believe the words coming out of his mouth.
Wow, chanting, man. That's just wow.
Well, and it's insane. I mean, so much of the stuff, well, you know, I've always had an aversion to chanters.
really?
Whether it's the USA, USA, it's like shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear that.
In Denmark, we don't do that. We sing.
Well, you know, and it's like that with like the sports fans, sports fanatics, which I used to be one of. I was a huge sports fan for the San Diego Chargers. And
what kind of sport is that?
Football, NFL.
Okay.
Right, and I you know I would you know
literally the most boring sport there is, right?
Not even close. No, no.
Wow. Okay.
Baseball? Come on, that's freaking boring.
Hannah's got a big bone. Cat is fucking. Go lay down.
The dog must like baseball and didn't like me saying that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, golf.
Well, I'm not a big sport. No.
Golf is horrible. I mean, maybe it's okay
but
to play,
you sing,
but I'm
you
know,
you
watching it on television.
Were you a singer or a chanter when you were into sports?
No, I didn't really do any chanting, except maybe like if I was live at a game. And they needed to stop the other team from scoring points. I might have did the defense chant, you know, defense, defense.
do the American football fans sing? Like
not
the
really,
British
no.
soccer fans?
No.
Oh.
Well, I think in baseball they sing that "Take Me Out to the Ballgame" song during the seventh inning stretch, which is the time between the top and bottom halves of the seventh inning. Of a game.
You ever seen one of those like big FIFA British soccer games?
No.
Where like thousands of people are singing together.
And what are they singing?
All sorts of songs, all sorts of football songs and soccer songs and their team songs. And singing is big in sports over here.
Okay. Yeah. No, I've seen like in bar scenes, in like Irish or British bar scenes, where they're all singing along to probably some kind of football thing or soccer, I guess it's called. Or football.
Yeah. But see, like you have chanting USA. When there are big political gatherings over here, people sing. Probably usually 100-year-old songs.
All right.
Denmark and kings and Vikings and the giants and all that.
They sing praise to the kings.
They sing all sorts of songs.
But I mean, it's all positive.
One of my favorite songs is about the Danish language, which is the voice of my mother.
Okay.
Yeah. Or the Danish summers, or the.
Well, they taught us in school, in elementary school, kindergarten, wherever, the alphabet song. You know, you sing A B C D da 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 da.
So you don't sing on Christmas Eve too, or either.
No, I don't.
Because here we take the tree, right? We decorated the tree. We put all the presents underneath it, right?
Uh-huh.
And then in Christmas Eve, you take each other's hands and you walk around in a big chain around it and you sing Christmas songs while you walk around the tree.
So you're like the Who's in Whoville.
If I knew what that was, probably.
It's one of those Christmas cartoon special things. I think it's Dr. Seuss. And these little Who's in Whoville, they don't. This is the Grinch that stole Christmas. You familiar with that?
Yeah, no, I haven't seen it.
Okay, well, the Grinch stole the Christmas crap, the trees and decorations and presents from these little Who's people. But the Who people didn't care. It was Christmas, and they were gonna celebrate anyway. So they were all singing, around whatever the Christmas tree or whatever tree. And that melted the Grinch's heart. I stole all their crap and they're still celebrating,
they're still
and happy. So
yeah.
So yeah. So you're
that's
one.
That's a big thing. That's you're dancing and singing around the Christmas tree.
You're a Who.
Yeah. And it's fun to know that everybody's doing it, and it sounds horrible everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, so you don't sing as much?
No, not really. I mean,
no, you're not the singing kind of idiots. I understand that. We are the singing kind of idiots.
You know, I sing sometimes along with, like, music I'm listening to. Of course, horribly, horribly. but I do. So, you know, listening to some kind of... Yeah. So yeah, there is that. Yeah, and that could be anywhere. I mean, that could be here at home or in the car or where. Well, not you know, if there's other people around, I don't want to hear them. Or they don't want to hear me. So yeah. But, Flash is asking us, who is my personal idiot, or your personal idiot for that matter.
I really think, you know, and I'm going to work on it. But there are some people who are my personal idiots.
I'm my own personal idiot, I think.
You are?
Yeah.
You buck yourself that much?
No, not generally, not all the time, but on occasion I do really stupid shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
I've been known to really fuck up, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's part of life though, right?
It is, right? Lessons, right? You learn from being stupid, although you don't really learn from being stupid. But
and what's the fun in small fuck-ups if you can really fuck shit up, right?
Oh, yeah. Major. Big time. Oh, that's right. So, some NFL teams do have songs, and people will, the fans will sing along, like to her, say, hey, Tampa Bay!
I really love that sound though of British soccer when the fans just go nuts. They sing for a full, you know, the full 90 minutes, right? Almost.
Well, they're also drunk. They're also drunk, yeah. So.
Drunk and singing. Singing is awesome when you're drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
It is.
So, let's answer the final question that we have.
Yes.
Is idiocy contagious? Mostly.
I would say it is. Yeah.
I mean, it's not 100%. You're not going to get everybody to buy into whatever idiocy you're selling. But there's a pretty high level of contagiousy there. Contagiousy?
You don't have to hang around with idiots a lot to become one.
No, you don't. You can do it all by yourself.
Yeah. I'm just saying it doesn't take a long time. Even if you try not to become one. If you start, hanging out around too many idiots.
Right.
You're going to be one of them.
Yeah, well, I mean, unless you're the constant burr under their saddle.
Then you're just going to behave like an idiot and be the guy who always pokes at the other idiots.
Right, or you could be being totally logical. It's just all those other people will think you're an idiot because they all think a certain way and you think something different.
I don't know. I think arguing with other people about stuff that they're never going to change their mind about is being an idiot. It's a waste of time, and it's...
Right, okay. Well, let me tell you about a time when I was a little kid. I think I was in either fourth or fifth grade. I forget which one it was. Does it matter? But the teacher asked the class some question about a process or procedure, which she had just explained two, 3 minutes ago before. And she said, everybody that thinks this answer here is the right answer, raise your hand. And everybody other than me in the class rose their hand. And then she said, well, I noticed you didn't put your hand up. Why not? And I said, well, because that's wrong. You just explained it. And she was like, thank you. but the thing, I think she was impressed with the fact that I didn't bow to the peer pressure of everybody else raising their hand. Because they were all being idiots, and I was not going to be part of that.
You're not going to be an idiot.
Well, if somebody tells you something, A plus B equals C, and then she explains exactly how that works, da-da-da-da-da. And then she says, okay, here's the thing. A plus B equals D. Who agrees with that? And everybody raises a frickin' hand. Are you going to raise your hand?
No.
Even though you know that's wrong? Or you probably most of those, I don't know, maybe they weren't paying attention. I don't know.
I have instant reflex against NLP tricks like raising your hands or mimicking movements and stuff like that. I become stubborn and don't want to do it.
Okay, so you wouldn't raise your hand in either case, if it was right or wrong.
Yeah, probably not.
I'm not voting. Fuck you.
Yeah. That whole mimic thing? Nah, I'm not good with that.
Yeah.
Clap when the music says no.
But I think idiocy is generally contagious. To a large degree, not like I said, not purely, not 100%. But you can look at some of these various social media idiot things, like the ice bucket challenge. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Okay, so I forget what disease it was for, Parkinson's or something like that. I don't know. It was for some ALS, maybe, ALS. Okay, so somebody had this ALS thing, and they said, all right, in order to raise money for this, dump a bucket of water, ice water over your head and take a video of it. And millions of people did it. Right, Tide Pod eating, duh. Exactly. Or the cinnamon challenge where you put a teaspoonful of cinnamon in your mouth and choke to death. Maybe not to death, but you choke really bad. Anyway, there's a ton of examples of these things. And so, I mean, I think it's a clear example of the contagiousness of idiocy. I don't even know what some of these are. The marshmallow thing, I don't know what that's about. it's like...
yeah. Yeah.
But there's a lot of examples of various things, and I voting, right?
Yeah, like voting.
Yeah, and you know, the things that everybody else is doing something really stupid, and if you don't do that something stupid along with them, then they will try and shame you for it. You're not being an idiot like everybody else. What's wrong with you?
Nobody wants to be the weirdo.
Of course, they
right?
don't. They, yeah, yeah, exactly. And people will bow to the pressure, right? They'll
yeah.
say, yeah. So I would say
yeah.
It's without a doubt there is a high level, high degree of contagiousness to idiocy.
Yeah. And our idiocy makes us easy to control, right? Once you figure out what the idiocy is.
Oh, sure.
Because we all have that idiocy that makes, you know.
No, frickin' masks. Yeah. Just look at the masks.
Yeah.
These stupid face
yeah.
masks people are wearing for the corona, where there's tons and tons of studies out about the harmful effects of wearing these face masks all the time. But the people that believe in the government story will not even look at that information. They'll just totally ignore it because they say,
yeah.
look, I saw on whatever my favorite clap outlet is that these masks work and you have to wear them or else you're killing grandma. And you're not wearing one, so I'm going to yell and scream at you because you're being a horrible person for not doing something harmful to yourself. Which I don't even believe you're being harmful
exactly.
to yourself because I won't read that information.
a Danish newspaper last week bought the disposable masks in every one of the bigger Danish supermarkets, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they went to a lab and got them tested for germs and bacteria and stuff, right?
Right.
And they were way dirty.
Brand new and way dirty.
Brand new from the box. They were so dirty that they had way above limits in different kind of germs and bacteria, right? They took those results to the very same people who are saying you should wear masks and asked them, would you breathe through this? And they were all like, no, I wouldn't put that anywhere near my mouth or my face. Oi. Hannah?
Vicious doggy.
No, it's the cat fucking with her because she's got a big bone. Cat, you are mean and evil. So, come on, cat. Come. Yes. Well, and they went to the very same, and actually they got all the stores to take away those brands, right?
It was not every brand.
They tested every brand they could get from the bigger stores, and for a couple of days they wouldn't sell them because they didn't know what to do, because that turned out to be all the stock they had.
Okay.
They were full of, and they came from you know, production companies and factories all over the world.
Right.
So it's probably the same with the disposable masks that you buy in your stores.
Sure, I'm sure it is.
Yeah. Because they were way over the limits that they're supposed to. So they had a bit of a panic, and all they did was just buy a couple of boxes of this stuff and test it.
Yeah. Well, and I would imagine that it takes very little to contaminate those masks.
Mm-hmm.
And so once they're contaminated and you're still using it to breathe through, then what the
yeah.
hell's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. that's part of the idiot contagiousy. Contagiousy of idiocy. What? I don't know the words.
no, it's. Yeah. I don't know. This is because this is why it becomes so. Why this becomes so overwhelming, right? It's because this form of idiocy is so visible.
Right. It's right there
so
on your face.
It's overwhelming to see it.
It's not just in your face, it's on your face.
Yeah. And you really, you know, you just see the. It's like wearing a star of authority belief, right? I really believe in it. But then I do it too. I put on my black robber's mask when I take the train because I don't want to get into the whole argument with people.
No, I understand completely. I
don't want to not put my hand up, right?
If
they're going to beat me for it, nah, okay, fuck that. But what I chose to do, it's been weeks since I've been on the train. I just don't go out.
That's good.
Stay in Freddytown.
Yeah. Stay there. That's good. That's a good place. Freddytown. Is that the actual name of your town, Freddytown?
Frederiksværk.
Say what again?
Frederiksværk.
Yeah, you're speaking gibberish.
It's the work of Frederick, which was a king who built a giant steel work down here that did all the cannonballs for the king.
I think they should rename your town
to Freddytown.
To Moriarty.
I want to live in Moriarty.
Moriarty, Denmark.
Moriarty is the most coolest name for a town. Did you know that when you moved there? Are you a big Sherlock Holmes fan?
I'm not a big Sherlock. I mean, I've read several of the stories of Sherlock Holmes. I'm not a big Sherlock Holmes fan, but I enjoy those books.
So when you looked at the house and you went, and it's in Moriarty, did you go, wow, that's fucking cool?
Well, no, I had already investigated the town a bit to understand what it was about, and I knew that it was from this guy that came through here named Moriarty. His last name was Moriarty. And
so maybe it was the actual Moriarty that traveled to America and founded your town?
I'm thinking no.
Was he a bad guy? Was he an evil guy?
No, he was a good guy. And one of the things in my thinking too, in moving here, was he had various problems, respiratory issues and such things like that. And when he moved here, when he found this place before he founded the town, he realized living here he felt better. A lot of his medical issues just went away.
So he decided to build
a city. To build a town, to start a town.
Because he missed idiots around him, so he had to have a city full of idiots, right?
Well, Moriarty's not a town of idiots.
Just like every other place, there are idiots. Idiots.
Well, of course there are. So anyway, he found it that it helped him physically through and fixed his medical conditions. Just living here in this area. That's, way, way above sea level, 6,500 feet above sea level. And it's dry, really dry most of the time, which I'm sure was probably cured a lot of his lung issues that he was having. Because a lot of that, if you're down by the sea where it's, that moist air all the time, then you're not going to get that up here. So, and I didn't have any of those problems, and I still don't. But I figured, what the hell? If it's a healthy place to just by living there, you're healthier, then why not?
Did you have to get used to the pressure change? Are you that high up?
I didn't have to, but some people do. Some people have severe issues with altitude sickness, and I didn't have that. No.
No.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, well, that was our trip into idiots for the day, for the week.
Did we not hate enough? Should we have shamed more groups of people and called them idiots?
Would they understand they're idiots?
Yeah. We could just, just shame up. We have 2 minutes to do the final shaming.
Yeah. Okay, shame on you idiots. Nah,
yeah, and all the other idiots.
Whatever.
And those idiots over there who just, idiots.
Yeah.
The other idiots, too.
All right. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, there's no shows here on RLM Radio. No scheduled shows. People could still pop up and do a show, anybody that wants to. Just pop up
at any
time.
But you can just take one of the other shows and play them backwards, and it's like a whole new show.
You might hear, the devil talking if you play it backwards.
Yeah, if you're an idiot, you might. But,
get that special rating from some religious group. anyway, but on Friday evening at normal time, 11 p.m. Eastern, myself and the Moose Girl will be on the Freakers Ball. Saturday, we're still waiting for whatever's going to happen with the Dork Table. I imagine that starts after the beginning of the new year. which everybody thinks that
we can hope so.
Everybody thinks that somehow flipping the switch to 2021 is going to fix everything. Idiots.
That's not.
It's not gonna happen.
Go even worse. It's gonna be even worse.
It will. Yeah. The degradation of your life will continue. And then Sunday, you get the blues in the morning and hell in the afternoon, and then we roll back around to this show. We need more shows. I'm kind of glad we don't have them in a way because it's easier for me. But I would like more shows all the same.
So come to RLM and make Grimnir's life an annoying living mess, right, Grimnir?
Yeah.
Do more radio. And write bad notes when you do.
Write bad notes?
Yeah, so you have more work to do.
Don't write bad notes. I don't like bad notes.
Yeah, write bad notes.
I like good notes.
Let's work Grimnir. Yeah.
All right, folks. Well, thanks everybody for tuning in. It's been fun talking about idiots and idiocy and how I'm an idiot and you're an idiot. And wouldn't you like to be?
And I would like to say, Grimnir, you are one of the idiots that annoys me the least.
Well, I'm glad to know that. And I would throw that back at you. Oh, that's right. Everybody's an idiot. All right. Talk to y'all later. Peace.